This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
To join us, you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And, of course, you're, again, invited to bring up what you want. But, of course, we've got news to discuss, including an update coming up on Kim.com. A lot of people may not really know what I'm talking about with, it sounds like a domain name, but it's actually a man's name. He changed his name legally to Kim.com. His last name is D-O-T-C-O-M.
Was his name originally Kim, or?
I don't know. That's a good question. You've maxed out my knowledge about Kim.com.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But he was the founder of Mega Upload.
And does he own that domain?
Another good question. I know that he used to own MegaUpload.com, and that's why the federal government from the United States raided his house in New Zealand most of a decade ago now. I think it was like 2012 or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I don't know if it's been quite a decade, but it's getting close.
Most of it.
Just the extradition. This is just the extradition,
right?
Not even the trial.
So yeah, we'll give you an update on what's going on with him, because it was one of those examples of the, you know, the U.S. federal government having global reach, where they were literally able to conduct a raid on a man who was in New Zealand. So
yeah.
It's a pretty crazy story, and we can talk about that. But of course, the election has been on a lot of people's minds. We did a lot of recapping, focusing on some of the propositions, like the drug decriminalization that passed. Very well, like 60% almost voting in favor of that in Oregon. I think that's the most important news of the week. But obviously a lot of people are paying attention to the presidential race, and it looks like the counts in the four battleground states that had not been decided as of Tuesday and Wednesday, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Nevada, now look like three of those states are shifting towards Joe Biden, as far as he is now in the lead, and they are at the very tail end of some of these counts. All Biden needs is one of these states in order to secure the 270 electoral votes in order to win the election. So
I think they outslicked him.
Outslicked Trump, you mean?
Yep. They outcheated him.
I have to say, I don't think I heard as much noise from Trump, you know, leading up to this election cycle.
Well, so they blocked him on Twitter. So apparently,
yeah,
apparently then he's still allowed to tweet on Twitter. But what's been happening there is they've been semi-censoring his posts by, I guess, putting some sort of a warning up on all of his posts.
Well, they've also been blocking from Facebook and Twitter for months. They've been blocking anybody who's to the right of Stalin.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when you're on Donald Trump's profile is a lot of his tweets have a box occluding, like you can't see what he tweeted. It just says in a box, some or all of the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. And then you can either learn more.
We can't have the Russians interfering with our elections. We need big tech to do that.
This is so true.
And then you can click to view what Donald Trump actually did tweet. So there's now protests are scheduled. We were at dinner tonight, you and I, Chris. There's a local meetup that happens here in Keene on Friday nights at the local Fa Keene Great restaurant. And we call it Fa Keene Fridays. And one of the guys who was there was telling us about that there are going to be protests across the country apparently happening tomorrow at various different state houses. And these are pro-Trump protests.
Mm.
So they're calling it Stop the Steal. Pro-Trump protesters, according to...
That's also getting silenced, by the way. They're trying
tweets about that.
Yeah, they're trying to silence that hashtag.
pro-Trump protesters, some of them openly carrying rifles and handguns, already started their rallies today, apparently, outside of vote tabulation centers in a few cities around the country, responding to groundless accusations. This is according to the AP.
It's interesting. When did the AP started saying things were groundless?
Probably during the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's really interesting that they, too, are working very hard to rig this election.
So they're claiming groundless accusations from President Donald Trump that the Democrats were trying to steal the White House. Election officials in several states where Joe
Biden... How do they know that's groundless? Have they been watching the Democrats very, very closely?
Well, yeah, like counting the votes?
Mm. Yeah.
They're not going to answer your questions.
No, they're not. It's just important to point out that these questions exist.
That's right.
Because this is why journalists don't say, oh, yeah, he said they're trying to rig the election, but they aren't, when they have no evidence that they aren't. They don't usually just say, oh, that's groundless. That's not true.
I don't know what the evidence is that they are, but of course you would expect both political sides to cheat if they are given the opportunity.
I do expect them both to cheat, but what I didn't expect until the Trump administration was for the media to be wholeheartedly trying to cheat on one side right along with the Democrats. And, you know, I had more respect for the media than I ever will again.
Mm-hmm. I never had any respect for him, so it's hard to lower the bar for me. But
it was more.
I'm just always amazed by, you know, just society in general and just how the bar is very, very low.
And I don't have a preference. I mean, to me, I'd kind of rather have Biden in there because...
Really?
Well, yeah, if there's going to be a revolution, who wants the Democrats on your side? They don't have any guns. I want the Republicans to be on the anti-government
side. I personally don't find either side, you know, anything other than repugnant, so...
Well, I'd rather have repugnant armed allies.
I think you mean repugnant.
I'd rather have repugnant armed
means they're
allies
kind of stinky.
Than repugnant unarmed.
Yeah, they're probably that too, but similar.
Allies.
Yeah.
So, elections officials in several states where Joe Biden was ahead said the anger outside their doors made them fear for the safety of their employees.
Well, you know, it's funny things happen to you when you're a tyrant.
Roughly 100 Trump supporters gathered for a third straight day in front of the election center in Phoenix, where hundreds of workers were processing and counting ballots. Arrest the poll workers, the crowd chanted, demanding 4 more years in office for Trump. Sheriff's deputies kept protesters in a, quote, free speech zone.
Oh, Jesus.
Away from the entrance to the building.
A free speech
they
zone
gotta stop
is a
doing
contradiction
that.
In terms.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the only way it'll stop being done is if people stop going into them, right? So as soon as the cops say, hey, your free speech zone is over there, the moment you walk into it, you've lost your free speech.
Yeah.
So you've got to stay where you are. If you're on private property.
You've got to stay where you are, and you've got to be ready to fight for that ground so the police don't just beat the hell out of you and then drag your corpse into the free speech zone.
Well, if there's hundreds of protesters, then there probably aren't as many people. I said there are 100 Trump supporters, so I doubt they were outnumbered by the police in this particular case, but you never know. It does help. Numbers are really what matters here. If you can outnumber the police by 3 times to 4 or 5 times the numbers, then it's very unlikely they're going to have much of an effect against you unless they pull out the tear gas and the tanks.
They will pull out the tear gas and the tanks.
Yeah, you see,
you know, what you need is to outnumber them and outgun them.
Did you see what happened? I forget what it was, which convention. I think it was a Republican convention in New York City, and the Democrats were protesting. I don't know.
Was that this year?
Convention, but no, it was a number of years ago.
Okay.
And but the police pulled out nets, and they just netted everybody who was on the street.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ishmael. He's on the line calling from somewhere in the U.S. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Ishmael Isaac. I'm a university student studying pharmacy, and things got really out of hand starting yesterday, and things are just all out of sorts. Yesterday in our democracy class, we voted to take the teacher's wallet away because he was teaching about democracy. I know it sounds like a joke, but we want to...
Well, democracy is a joke.
Every gang rape is a democratic success story.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
Well, yeah, you guys pointed out brilliantly how democracy is used to, take things from people, right? The majority says steal the teacher's wallet, so now he's got to give it up, right? Hang on, Ishmael, we'll bring you back here. You can tell us more about the crazy stuff going on there on your college campus, and I'm interested in hearing about that. Toll-free number is 855-453, plus the pro-Trump protests that are now apparently erupting across the United States. You can share your thoughts. It's free time. Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Matrix chat server where you can get on and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And they are there pretty much around the clock. You can go to chat.lrn.fm, and that is where you get the step-by-step instructions on how to join the Matrix server. It is a pretty cool thing. We've had it going for, I'd say, more than a month at this point, maybe like a month and a half. I'm pretty happy with it so far, and I think it's been getting a lot of positive reviews. So come on over and check it out at chat.lrn.fm. It's not perfect, but it's ours.
Oh, so, yeah.
So and we can change it if we want to.
That's true. So check out also Divi if you're interested in cryptocurrencies. Divi's making it super easy to get started with a masternode. It used to be that you kind of had to know a thing or two about setting up servers in order to run a masternode, and that is not the case anymore. Divi has basically automated the process for you with a few clicks. Have your own Divi masternode up and rolling, which is amazing. There's never been anything that I've seen that's been that easy in the world of cryptocurrency for masternodes. And that is a way that you can be earning Divi, but you need to have Divi in order to start a masternode. So in order to purchase Divi, you can do it two ways. You can go to a few of the exchanges out there that carry Divi, or you can get it directly from the Divi team, and you can get in touch with them directly via their Telegram channel, which is available through their website. You can link over to it at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. So protests kicking off at polling locations across the United States. Apparently they're moving to state house locations on Saturday. I'm not sure why they chose Saturday, considering the state houses are going to be closed.
Yeah.
But nonetheless...
Yeah, it's because they have jobs.
That's a good point. Ishmael is on the line in the United States. He says he is a college student, and you were kind of letting us know some of the stuff that's been going on campus. Go ahead, Ishmael.
Yeah, I'm Ishmael Isaac, and we thought we'd play a joke on our professor who was teaching us about the importance of democracy, so we voted to take his wallet away, and then he agreed to go to the pizza shop. Then we were at the pizza shop, we were going to pay, but then we voted for some free food at the pizza shop. We got free pizza, and then we went home.
Hold on, wait a minute. You voted the professor to buy you the pizza, or the pizza shop to just give it to you?
Well, we joked and said he should give us his wallet,
mm-hmm.
but he sort of laughed and broke down and gave us some money to buy pizza and have a pizza party.
How many people are in this college class? Because aren't college classes like 200 or like 100 people or something?
That's a big class.
Oh, yeah, about 50.
Okay, wow, that's a lot of pizza.
Yeah, there's a lot of pizza.
All right. So this guy's going along with this just to teach you that he thinks democracy is a good thing, which for our listeners, we always like to say democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, might makes right, basically.
Yeah, well, that was actually, I think it was Franklin who said democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. And mm-hmm. Jefferson responded that liberty was a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
Nice. So what else, Ishmael?
Well, we went to the pizza shop, and then they decided to give us free pizza. The owner at first protested, but the wife of the owner then said, you know, we're just young, and we deserve pizza because it's hard for us to get a job. And then we just
so you got pity pizza.
Yeah, pity pizza. Mm-hmm. And we went home for the day not thinking anything would come of it, and then... the next day, it really broke out. All the classrooms were trying the same thing, and some ended up getting violent and are really forceful. And now they're in the streets, and they're trying to vote themselves everything, and it's just getting out of hand. They're trying to vote themselves free tuition by draining the endowment fund.
Wait, what? How?
Well, you steal the money out of the endowment fund and you use it to pay your tuition.
I mean, I would think they wouldn't have access to the endowment fund.
Well, they're voting for it. The question is, are they going to beat the hell out of people when they don't do it? Because that's the other stage of democracy, is you then have to do violence against the people who refuse to accede to your democratic command.
Right. So what's happening with the endowment fund?
They want to take the money out that is invested for future students.
So is this real? Like, you're actually, this is actually happening? What college is this?
Well, of course this is happening. This is Ishmael Isaac.
Well, who, I don't know what that means.
Friedman? Okay. Huh? I'm sorry. This is a joke.
Okay.
who's Ishmael Isaac?
Overrated.
Is that actually your name?
There's a couple of biblical names.
I didn't want this religious, but it means God hears laughter.
Okay. Well, you made some good points.
If I studied my Hebrew a little better, I'd know.
it's kind of hilarious because, like, it's so plausible today that this sort of thing would happen. Like, I mean, sure. There's actually people demanding this kind of stuff.
So, are you actually in a college class, or was all that made up?
No. I read the Adventures of Jonathan Gullible by Ken Slim,
nice.
In one of his
good
chapters.
Book.
It's about the Democracy Gang, and that was an inspiration for me to do this story.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ishmael. It was creative. I appreciate it.
I hope he goes down to the local college and talks them into doing that, because it will be instructive for everyone, I'm sure.
It's funny even without doing it.
Thank
it
you for
really
that.
It really is.
Let's go to Jessica in Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered something. Why is
this? This is Jessica.
Apparently, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, I just wondered why it was that y'all seemed like so, like almost pragmatic, you know, about how corrupt our political system is, with the Democrats and the Republicans being pretty much two sides of the same political coin and all.
Mm-hmm.
But simultaneously, you're almost fancifully idealistic about the Free State Project and seceding from the Union.
Ooh.
I mean, how can you be both at the same time?
This is a very interesting critique, I think.
It's a question.
I don't necessarily think that you're entirely wrong about it. It is a bit fanciful, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not happening. As far as you know, at some level, right? Like there is, you know, there. Ideally, that would be, you know, what would happen maybe, but that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we have to get there overnight, right?
Well, and we are idealistic. I mean, that's absolutely true. Right. We are shooting for the moon. We're shooting for, you know, a voluntarist society, which we have no even semblance of at the moment. One that eliminates the idea of the coercive state from, you know, human life. I mean, that is a big goal.
Taking wild-ass gambles in the name of liberty is an American tradition, you know.
Indeed. But, Jessica, if you'll hang on, we can talk further about it if you would like. More here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Is the Free State Project or the New Hampshire Freedom Migration the perfect thing? No.
No. By far.
It's an ugly thing.
It would have to have more girls to be perfect.
Yeah. So, we'll continue, though, because it still is the best bet that I can see out
definitely.
There. And if I'm wrong about that, let me know what's a better option. I want to hear all about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The RNC has deployed legal teams in four states, including Georgia.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel speaking in Georgia, saying they're going to be looking into irregularities in those four states. McDaniel continues,
we are here to investigate clear irregularities. irregularities. You will hear the evidence of this later on with vote counting and tabulation. We will work with state and local authorities to ensure that a legal count is conducted in accordance to the state's laws.
Biden's lead in Georgia over the president is just over 4,200 votes. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 67 points to end the week at 28,323. The S&P dropping 1 and the NASDAQ gaining 4. You're listening to USA Radio News. There will likely be a recount of the presidential ballots in Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says a final margin between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden will likely be only a few thousand votes. Under state law, the candidate who finishes second can request a recount if the final tally is less than a half of a percent. An outpouring of support after a co-host and weatherman of the Today Show announces he has cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. Good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's protests that are happening outside of polling locations, polling headquarters or whatever, around the country at various different places, and apparently even more are expected tomorrow at state houses with a group of pro-Trump protesters calling themselves Stop the Steal, demanding poll workers being arrested. We can tell you more about that coming up here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
But I'll tell you, polling, or rather protesting, isn't going to cut it. If you just keep on paying taxes, you keep on obeying the regulations, you keep on doing what these bureaucrats and politicians tell you, then nothing's ever going to change. They don't care if you're out in the streets waving signs.
Well, I mean, the people out in the streets right now don't mind having somebody tell them what to do. They just want it to be a particular person.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's why nothing's ever going to change. They just want to take their shot at the system. They want their guy to be in control so they can tell other people what to do. And it's this sickness of constantly trying to, tell other people how to live is why there's always somebody trying to tell you how to live. But let's get back on the line here with Jessica. She's on with us calling from Missouri. Where are you, by the way, in Missouri tonight, Jessica?
I'm in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, in Springfield. Okay, wonderful. So you're back on Free Talk Live. And now you were calling, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm just going to try to recap what you'd said before. You pointed out that, you know, we're basically rightfully critical of both the right and the left, but yet idealistic about the idea of migrating libertarians to New Hampshire and seceding from the United States. Is that about what you had to say?
Yeah, I just wondered why there was a chasm between your thought processes about the U.S. federal government. Yeah, you want to do this free state thing seems almost fanciful because, I mean, didn't the Civil War kind of negate that? Because isn't it going to happen again if you...
Didn't the Civil War negate the idea of secession?
Well, war does not determine who is right. War determines who is left.
But no, I mean, her question is a serious question, and it comes up a lot. When you talk about secession, the first objection that people give you is the federal government's going to murder you.
Well, I mean, it's possible that they will murder us. I've been kind of waiting for them to murder me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that the federal government can say or do can change the fact that their very existence and the moral case for their existence depends on the Declaration of Independence, in which it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And the only way to abolish a government is by force, because a government is a massive clump of privilege, and people don't give up privileges easily.
It's funny to quote effectively what is a quote from, you know, the people who set up the government in your attack on government.
Yeah, well, you know, it kind of puts them in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, if they have some convincing argument against the right to rebel, then we should return the entire country to the British.
Yeah, it's true.
Jessica?
Yeah. It seems that, you know, all these words are just words. You know, when it comes down to it, the feds are going to come in and crush you like a bug.
Well, you know what? I'd rather take the risk.
Right. Yeah.
I'd rather take the risk. I mean, the fact that people think that about the federal government is reason to secede. These people are so scary that people are afraid to actually have their own, you know, shot at freedom. They're afraid to try to declare independence again because they're so frightened of what the federal government might do. And you know what? Why not? I mean, what do we got to lose?
If you give up before the fight begins, you automatically lose. If you don't, you have a chance.
Stop letting them push you around. And here's the other thing. If more people were to stand up, then what are they going to do? Exterminate the entire population?
They couldn't. There's about a 1.5 million active duty military plus police, and there are 300 million Americans. That means that each soldier would have to murder 200 of us in order for them to take us off.
And some of
them
are pretty...
not going to happen.
Right.
And a lot of us, at least on one side of the aisle, are armed.
That's true. And also, some of the soldiers aren't going to follow that order. I don't know what percentage of them will or won't, but some of them... So it's not going to be 100% of the soldiers that are willing to turn their guns against their countrymen. Same thing's true of some of the police. I mean, some of the cops, for instance, will say... Now, whether this is true or not, they'll say it. They'll say, if I were ever ordered to confiscate guns, I would not follow that order. So some of them have a line in the sand where they aren't willing to go past.
Yeah, I mean...
I wouldn't rely on that, but some of them have.
Chances are they'd be replaced, but, you know...
Replaced with who, though? I mean, who wants to become a cop in the middle of a revolution?
There's plenty of people who are willing to do really bad
things. Not as many these days, Chris. It's actually getting harder and harder for police departments to put staff on the streets.
And you can always do really bad things on the right side.
There's some truth to that, but there's also some truth to the fact that they just keep hiring more cops or wanting more cops.
Well, they want more, but it's getting harder to find them.
Well, they're also trying to increase the number of cops on the street. So
they're trying. I'm just telling you. And this isn't just like a personal opinion.
Yeah.
I spoke with a police chief in this area within the last few years. He was actually working moonlighting as a college security guard here at the local college in Keene. But he's a police chief from one of the surrounding towns, and he was bemoaning how difficult it was to find somebody to just work in a little town cop job, let alone, you know, some big city job.
Well, they probably don't pay as well in towns as they do in the cities.
Maybe not, but you don't have to deal with, you know... the crazy stuff that you have to deal with in a city.
Yeah, there have been articles on a regular basis for the last decade talking about how difficult it is to hire bully boys.
Yeah. Hey, Jessica, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
The Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, USA, has announced that there's going to be a recount in Georgia because it's really close.
Oh.
He goes on to say that this is like critical. What's going on in Georgia is critical to the whole country. And the point that, yes, the vote count in Georgia is very close.
Yeah, it's about 5,000 away or 4,000 vote difference.
Now, if Biden and Harris win in Pennsylvania, that makes Georgia irrelevant, mm-hmm. but they still need to have a recount. Just like, remember in 2016, when Clinton, the Democrats won in New Hampshire and lost, across, you know, and Trump won the presidency of the Electoral College. The Democrats in New Hampshire, those four, still had to go to the state house and do their Electoral College thing because they were elected and their candidate won in New Hampshire. Even though they knew that their candidate already lost in the Electoral College, they still had to go and do their thing. It's not like the World Series where you lose the first four games and that's it. You don't even bother playing the fifth game. These 16 electors have to go to the Georgia State Capitol building and do their Electoral College thing that day, and it has to be the ones that actually got elected in Georgia. So that's why you got to have a recount either way. So, you know, I just want to point that out to your listeners who are listening on WMTM 1300 AM and 105.1 FM and WWNS 1240 AM Statesboro, Georgia.
You're reading off our Georgia affiliates. Thank you for that, Tom. I think they all know that they're there.
Oh, do they know where they are? Okay, yeah. Okay, well, some candidates, by the way, they get mixed up with whether they're in Ohio or Iowa. You know, they're going campaigning. They don't know where in the world they are. They're campaigning.
Right, they just get off an airplane and they say stuff, and then they get back on an airplane. And
the senile child molester said he was in Vermont when he was in Keene.
That's right. No, I mean, close enough. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. I mean, I could understand why someone would confuse Keene with Vermont.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty much right next door. And it's the lefty city
definitely
in New Hampshire. So, more coming up. You can join us, 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support with where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. All you have to do, take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And listeners like Rich, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. That means Rich contributes $25 a month, at least, to this radio program and helps us get on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, bringing new people to the ideas of liberty, which sadly there are no other shows like us on the radio.
No, definitely not.
I wish we had competition, but you know, we really don't. So if you like what we're doing, we're your best bet, and you can support us just like Rich did, although we're only asking for $5 a month. Rich did five times that amount at least, so definitely appreciate that, but all we ask is five. So if you can do $5 a month, you get some benefits, you get some perks. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. In fact, we have one of those amplifiers on the line. His name is Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, I want to talk about North Korea.
Okay, what's going on over there?
Well, it's definitely a communist, you know, hellhole. And
right.
There's a YouTube channel that just came out a couple of months ago, and I've been keeping an eye on it. It's called Voice of North Korea. And it's a young lady who was a defector from North Korea, and she tells her life story, how what she was going through and stuff. And I mean, her life story will bring a tear to your eye.
Oh, yeah, but, they're you know, always horrible and fascinating, like a train wreck. Sometimes they're really interesting and uplifting, but a lot of times there's a lot of tragedy to get through before you get to the uplifting part.
But this young woman is such a joy to watch because she appreciates liberty, mm-hmm. and she appreciates it's like, I mean, it means more to her than 99% of the Americans.
Now, what's her name? Do you remember?
Yomi Park.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about her before.
Mm-hmm. And there's one video that she does where she talks about she doesn't want, even though her life was horrible, it was miserable, she doesn't want to be remembered for her victimhood, but rather for her victories. And I'm thinking, man, that is such a great attitude to have, because she feels now that she has obtained the most precious jewel in the world. She's obtained her liberty, mm-hmm. and the people in this country are willing to throw their liberties away,
mm.
and they treat their liberty like it's filthy rags or something. It just, mm. to me, it is amazing that the American people who once found liberty to be important have just treated it like it's not important. It's not even a thing to them anymore. They don't care about it.
Nope.
Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times, and bad times make strong men.
That's the cycle.
Yeah, and but they've gotten so weak, and just in the span of my lifetime,
well, times have been really good.
Yeah, and I've watched the people go from, you know, what were very logical thinkers who could look at a situation and say, well, this doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
To now, they believe the craziest stuff that's put on the news. They just look at this election cycle.
Well, they thought it sounded right to send their kids to the government to be educated, so that was the first lapse in logic. Mm-hmm. The rest flowed mm-hmm. from that.
And in 2020, all the science that existed about mask wearing was thrown out the window and all of a sudden flipped 180 degrees, and now people believe that masks do something. And I go through the stores and I look around, I'm not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at all these other people with their masks on, and I'm thinking, what a bunch of zombies. They've totally sucked this non-true idea into their hearts, and they actually, I think they believe it. I believe that most of them believe it.
You know, I don't know about that. I think it's more about obedience than anything else. I mean, you do what you're told, kind of.
There's also social pressure. Yeah,
I think for a lot of them, it's I hate Trump virtue signaling.
But you can't tell who. So, no. you know, when you're looking at these people, almost all of them are wearing a mask. Some of them are virtue signaling. Others are signaling, leave me alone. Others are signaling that they're afraid of what people will think of them if they were to go free-faced.
Well, they want to go into the store. They don't think they're going to be allowed in if they refuse.
That's true as well. The stores have signs up that say masks are required.
In some cases, that is the case. They will be refused. So
I have yet to have that happen with the exception of a bank.
I don't know. Yeah. I think they would have kicked me out if, I mean, based on some of the reactions I've gotten in some stores.
It's
so,
like,
I don't know.
It's
I would
like
say
I'm
that.
Living in the Matrix, and if every one of those people might turn into Mr. Smith at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
In fact, there's even a news story today that I have in my show prep about, I think it's Los Angeles. There was a story there, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but that basically they're authorizing the people there, Simi Valley, businesses, given the green light to call the police on their own customers who refuse to wear face masks. So, I mean, it's just really scary snitch society stuff to the max.
Well, I mean, if you tell somebody to leave and they don't leave, that's trespassing. So they could have called the police either way before.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I don't think that's what we're referring to here. We can get into the story later on.
All right.
But go ahead. Anything else, Gene, you want to share?
I'd like people to go look at that YouTube channel. That's really an eye-opening story.
What's her channel name?
It's called The Voice of North Korea.
Voice of North Korea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. Yeah, Youngmi Park. She is a very beautiful young lady, and she spoke at one of the Liberty conferences several years back. I remember my girlfriend at the time went down to D.C. to see her speak. She's,
oh, yeah.
She's a big fan. What she did, what she had to say. So, cool chick. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, just to come back around to our caller earlier who had brought up the Free State Project and the migration of freedom lovers here to New Hampshire as idealism, or the idea of seceding from the United States as idealism. I actually suggested to a state rep the other day that maybe it's time now to actually start to put secession out as a topic, you know, for discussion. Get people talking about the idea of secession. Yeah, is it gonna work the first time we try it? No, probably not. I mean,
but if at first you don't secede, try again.
Exactly.
That's so true.
So, I mean, we have to get the conversation started, and this is the best way to go about doing that, is to actually have somebody in the state legislature put forward the proposal. And I think you should always be talking about secession because you don't want to be seen as being politically motivated. You don't want people to say, oh, well, now you want to secede because Joe Biden's in office.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be able to say, no, see, we've been wanting to secede from when Trump was in.
And you know what?
Barack Obama was in.
We were protesting during Trump.
During
so
Trump, absolutely.
For secession. So, yeah, it's not like if we continue it up, you know, it's going to be hard to say. But you know what? People say things all the time that are not true.
That's true.
So they can
and
still say.
They'll see what they want to see.
Yeah, and they will see what they want to see. So yeah,
but yeah, none of those things should stop people from getting out there and doing this. And it may be a good time to start recruiting some people from the right wing to the secession movement. So when it's the lefties who are in charge, the right is more likely to be interested in secession, and vice versa as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, for both sides, you know, one side hated Obama, the other side hated Trump. So you gotta wonder who would consent to a system that makes them, like, be ruled by someone they detest for 8 years at a time, half of the time.
You would think. I mean, that's
doesn't
the same question. Yeah, that's the same question I would ask. And when Trump first took office, there were the anti-Trump protests that were going on. If people remember, that was happening.
I remember that. How
like yesterday,
crazy woman.
There was right. Yeah, that was in D.C. at his inauguration. I know what you're talking about. With hilarious video. The woman just screaming.
It
at
was so bizarre
lungs.
To see people protesting like after the elections, like, it just, like, do you think you would be, like, out there organizing before to get your party, your person elected, not to be out there
well,
after
they
the fact,
did both.
Well, they did
trying to protest something that they have
well, they
no ability
both.
To change?
Well, that's
impact.
What people do. Okay, they're not willing to actually do anything, like not pay taxes or not obey, right? Like to throw themselves into the gears of the state or something like that. They're not willing to do that, but they can go out and wave a sign and shout. And that's what you're going to see happen tomorrow with the pro-Trump protesters that are heading over to state houses with their Stop the Steal protests, which, again, aren't really going to do anything. The results are going to be what the results are going to be. Yeah, they're going to recount, but when all's said and done, the government's still going to get bigger, and whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump, the government's going to get bigger and more oppressive.
But their interest isn't in making the government smaller.
No, they just
want
to take it over.
They just want to use it against us.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE. Well, not so much against us per se, but the other side.
Sure.
All people, not them.
Not them, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the protests that are going to be outside of state houses, apparently, tomorrow. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind, plus a Kim.com update on the extradition down in New Zealand. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.